I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of time.
Om, everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. Well, if you're used to getting lots of information from this program, you'll not be disappointed. We'll be covering lots of topics, lots of cutting-edge material. We'll be continuing some information from the last program regards to reality creation and the specifics of that, all the way from the void down to the physical body. And we'll be getting into Oumuamua, the Mandela Effect, use the moon as a observatory of what's going on the planet, and we'll probably even get into some tips for viruses and stuff like that. But before we get into all of that, we'd like to kick off the program in the usual manner by having a little bit of japa yoga or mantra repetition, and that'll be led by Sri Swami Satchidananda. So if the guys in the booth would play that short clip now, that would be much appreciated.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om.
Hari 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 Om.
Om, Hari, 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 Om,
Hari, Hari, Hari,
Om, Hari, 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 Om,
Hari, Hari, Hari,
Om, Hari, 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 Om,
Hari, Hari, Hari,
Om, Hari, 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 Om,
Hari, Hari,
Om, Hari, 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 Om,
Hari,
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Hari
Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om
Hari 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 Om Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om
Hari 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 Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari
Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om
Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Hari
Om Hari 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 Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Hari Hari
Om Hari 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 Om Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om
Om
Hari Om Hari Om Om Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om
Om
Hari 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 Om
Hari
Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om,
Hari Om,
Hari Om,
Hari Om,
Hari Om.
Thank you.
Yes, that was Sri Swami Sachidananda, founder of the Integral Yoga Institutes, one of my spiritual teachers, and that was a clip from back in the 1970s. I'd like to now give my usual disclaimer that this program was created in order to share the information about the positive and most effective benefits and insights of ET yoga. It is therefore for educational purposes, and although thought to be accurate, is provided as is and without warranty of any kind, either expressed or unexpressed or implied. Please note that ET yoga is not a substitute for medical care. Information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You should always consult with the appropriate health practitioner in case of any medical condition. And if you're a new listener to ET yoga, you should also know that I applaud your efforts to distance yourself from mainstream medical and big pharma as much as humanly possible. So in preparing for tonight's program, I guess it was kind of a follow-up from the last ET yoga program, which centered about energy that was coming from the prime creator or God or source energy or all that is or whatever label you want to use to try to define the infinite, and the energy coming from the void and then all the different levels of manifestation that occurred since things came out of the void. And if you want to hear that information again, or you missed it because you didn't catch the last ET Yoga program, the easiest way to do that is go to my website at etyoga.com. And on the main page, there's a button there, very obvious, that just says Radio Archives. And you just hit that one button, one click, and it'll take you to a list of the last few programs. And as in this program, will probably show up in the archives probably sometime on Monday. And last week's show is already there in the archives. So if you're interested in kind of getting caught up on what this two-part program is about, that would be a good way to do that. And in that program, I compare my own personal experiences with that of Bashar, who is channeled by Daryl Anka, and Bashar presents himself as an extraterrestrial from the Esasani civilization, and also the most current theories that are coming from Mike Emery. And Mike is very involved with what's called bubble tech and Oregon energy, and I think you'll find that show is quite interesting, and in that pretty much all of us are on the same page, at least to my way of thinking. I'd like to also give my thanks and appreciation to the ET Yoga listening audience just for being you. As Bashar would say, you're already making the optimum difference just by being you, and others become aware of the difference you're already making when you're doing your passion. And I certainly appreciate hearing from the ET Yoga listening audience, especially with respect to program content. And nothing makes my day more than to hear about your successes with ideas, concepts, and techniques that you hear on this program. So you can always email me at paperfungo, P-A-P-E-R-F-U-N-G-O, paperfungo at yahoo.ca, or green, as in the color, at yahoo.com. I'd like to now take a moment to kind of inform new listeners that ET yoga, the word yoga, the way it's used in this program, is the real yoga, which means union. It means union of you and your higher self, union of you and the universe, but it's all about union. And I know that in the West, there is definitely a predisposition for people to think of yoga only as the hatha yoga. And hatha yoga are the practice of yoga postures, which are called asanas, and breathing exercises called pranayams, and also cleansing practices called kriyas. Also deep relaxation to strengthen and purify the body. That's basically all about hatha yoga, which is a branch of yoga. And actually, Sri Swami Satchidananda taught what's called integral yoga, which in his teachings had six different yogas. And the Hatha Yoga was one of those. Another one was Raja Yoga, or R-A-J-A, Raja Yoga, which is a practice of meditation to balance and control the mind. Also, he taught Bhakti Yoga, which is devotion manifested through constant love to a god, the divine spirit, or teacher. Karma Yoga, which is selfless service, free from attachment to the idea of the results of those actions. Jnana Yoga, the intellectual approach by which a transcendence of the body and mind is achieved through study, self-analysis, and awareness. And the sixth yoga was Japa Yoga, which we've just had a taste of, which is the repetition of mantras. And, of course, the ultimate goal of all of these different yogas is the concept of self-realization. And I might add that self-realization, another concept from another one of my teachers, which was Paramahansa Yogananda, and he was the founder of Self-Realization Fellowship. And clearly the whole concept of self-realization is at the core of the ET Yoga program, although I do call ET Yoga a new yoga, or the yoga of belief. And the reason for that is based on my own experience and also based on a lot of new science, cutting-edge science now, because we're hearing from scientists such as Greg Braden, who are communicating to the public with respect to some of the latest discoveries in quantum physics and the concept that the entire universe functions much like a giant reality computer program. And the energy is consciousness. And like any computer program, there's a language of interpretation, and the language of interpretation of the universe is belief. In simplified terms, what you believe is. And this is most emphatically represented by the concept of the placebo effect. And I think most people are aware of what a placebo is and how something in the medical field that apparently should have no impact can actually have as much impact as the regular treatments, and sometimes outperform the regular treatments. And basically why? Because it's all based on belief. The link that really expands the concept is the idea that it's not just in the medical field that placebos work. It works in every single field of your life, in every single area. And when it comes to cutting-edge information, this all kind of fits into my way of thinking to the idea of ET yoga, which is the yoga of belief, because the ET part comes in because for the last 50 years or so, we've been given information from extraterrestrial sources that thought creates, or belief creates, same thing. And now we're finding our some of our top physicists and quantum physicists, like Tom Campbell, have come out recently and said that intent affects future probability, which is another way of saying that thought creates. And we are getting lots of science here. I really like that trio of Joe Dispenza and Greg Braden and Dr. Bruce Lipton. I know they're traveling around the world giving workshops. Recently had a family member actually attend a workshop in Romania. And the other thing that I really like is that on this program, I've tried to come up with lots of cutting-edge ideas. And to give you an idea of some cutting-edge ideas that probably many of you have never heard of, one of those is the concept of prime radiant. And that's the concept that was presented actually in one of the first ET Yoga programs back in 2007. And this idea is getting more and more popular. The idea basically that the universe is one particle or wave that has no mass but travels at infinite speed. And I go into a thorough explanation of the prime radiant concept in the previous ET Yoga program. So it's all part and parcel of the energy that's coming out of the void. And another, I think, really cutting-edge concept most people don't know about is the fact that this universe is not only holographic and fractal, but it flashes in and out of existence. And it does so microseconds, so it's not observable to the naked eye. But science has now found out this fact, and it's quite an amazing one if you stop and give it some thought, because in reality, the physical universe flashes in, and if you could imagine in your mind it flashing slowly so that your mind could actually grasp it or your vision could actually grasp it, the physical universe is actually disappears. And it's not even there. What? So your physical body even disappears and then reappears. So it's an amazing concept. Also, in the areas of belief, way back when I started ET Yoga, and it's still there as a free download on my website. If you go to etyoga.com, you'll find the root cause of disease. There's no strings attached. There's nobody's going to follow up on your email address or anything. It's just you go there and you download the information. And that information is basically that it's your beliefs and your definitions and your emotions and your intentions that create the outer reality that you experience. And this information has been given to us in my personal experience from three specific sources. One was the Seth material that was done by Jane Roberts. And Seth presented himself as an extra-dimensional, more specifically than an extraterrestrial. However, his information dovetailed with a lot of the teachings from Barbara Marciniak, who was channeling Pleiadian information, and specifically in her book Bringers of the Dawn, which I consider one of the classic books around the subject of extraterrestrials. And also Bashar and Daryl Anka, because Daryl's been channeling Bashar for about 30 years or so, and those were three specific sources of information that all concurred about the whole concept of thought creates or belief creates. And now we're getting the most recent one that I really liked was Dr. Bruce Lipton, when he came out most recently with specifically breaking down, according to quantum physics, how the specifics of belief creates with respect to your body and overall health. And I highly recommend you watch his YouTube video called The Biology of Belief. And I think this is kind of, I just love that he came out and sort of has proved the concept that you are in control of your body, and it's controlled through your beliefs. And in addition to that, the whole idea of ET Yoga as the yoga of belief is because, to my way of thinking, everything revolves around it. There isn't anything that you can do or any topic you can discuss that doesn't involve beliefs. And continuing on from the previous ET Yoga program, we got down to pretty much the angelic realm. As far as I'm aware, after the sixth dimension or in seventh dimensional existence, physicality only occurs in the lower six dimensions. And there is a website, I call it Sal Rochelle's main website. And that's Sal is S-A-L, and Rochelle is R-A-C-H-E-L-E, Sal Rochelle. And he has a channeling of the founders, which I think is the next step in this sort of line of thinking. And I want to share what his channeling, at least one of his channelings from the founders, related to the universe. We found millions of planets in their early stages of development, including your world, and we remained in the form of sparks. We were unable to experience directly on any of these worlds, so we would simply overlight or hover above the atmosphere of these worlds and observe the chemical processes taking place. At some point in the distorted time-space continuum, we decided to embed a tiny part of ourselves into the evolving worlds in order to experience them more directly. To do this, we created a multitude of energy patterns, precursors to what you call the DNA molecule. You would call these precursors light packets of conscious energy. These light packets were able to descend in vibration down to the 10th density. At that point, we were able to create intricate configurations of light codes, which you now call DNA keys. These DNA keys were the actual building blocks of life as you know it. Life then densified, and we densified these keys down to the 7th density, the first level of the actual DNA codes. As 7th density beings, we were finally able to experience this expanding universe directly as inhabitants of evolving worlds. We scattered our seed throughout the universe, going to many regions of the ever-expanding galactic clusters. As the clusters differentiated further into individual galaxies, we began the process of incarnating into several regions of each galaxy. Your galaxy, the one you call the Milky Way, was seated in several quadrants. Your quadrant began in what you call the Lyra Vega region. Then it took nearly 900 million years to perfect the process to create life forms in all the densities down to third density. The process of differentiation is difficult for most Earth souls to comprehend. The best analogy we can give is that of cellular division. Each cell that divides from a parent cell becomes an individual cell in its own right, just as powerful and creative as the parent cell, if not more so. Each 3D, 4D, 5D, 6D, or 7D being that fragmented off from the parent selves, or our 12th density core, became a sovereign being or whole and complete soul, and it grew and evolved through time and space. At the same time, each fragment, as it becomes aware of its higher aspects, is able to align with those higher aspects, and thereby remember what the state of undifferentiated source energy is like. In essence, each fragment of ourselves is ultimately connected to our core, and our core is infinitely connected to the Godhead, or the undifferentiated source. And that's from Sal Rochelle's homepage, which basically is an explanation of from the level of packets of light right down to our DNA. Now, in continuing that train of thought down to the physical body, it's pretty clear there's now proof that the human body is a projection of consciousness. And we're now going to explore the idea of how your body is actually a holographic projection of your consciousness and how you directly influence that hologram and thus have complete control over the physical health of your body. One of the key principles of quantum physics is that our thoughts determine reality. Energy is either a particle or a wave, depending on the expectations of the observer. The quantum world waits for us to make a decision so that it knows how to behave. The human energy field is interacting and influencing the quantum field all around us at all times. and the energy of our beliefs and intentions are infused into our energy field because they are defined by the energy of our thoughts and emotions. Thus, the fusion of our thoughts, emotions, beliefs, and intentions, which we call the human energy field, is perpetually informing the quantum reality within us and around us at each moment of our existence. And because reality is flashing in and out of existence, every time our reality oscillates between form and pure energy state, or the field, our awareness, which is constant and doesn't flash in and out of existence, informs the field what to reappear as when it matches its transition and makes its transition back to form at the quantum level. Therefore, each time we oscillate into formlessness, we have complete and total control and responsibility over what we choose with our attention to manifest out of the field in the next moment, and our power and ability to do so relies entirely on what we believe and how we are feeling. And interesting to note that the Pleiadians also say, through Barbara Marciniak, that thought exists in between the flashing in and out of the universe. And if our bodies are a projection of consciousness, then our consciousness would create a blueprint which our atoms and molecules align with to create our bodies. And there is highly suggestive evidence of this existence of this energetic blueprint in the new research on DNA, which proves that it transmits, receives, and thus reads energy directly from the field. We need to internalize this understanding that reality is flashing in and out of form. This is absolutely crucial in understanding our ability to heal, because half the time we are formless. Our bodies are a holographic projection of our consciousness, and they are the sum total of our beliefs about ourselves. And if we can change our beliefs about ourselves, and thus we can change the energy that defines our human energy field, then we can change the energetic blueprint which our body aligns with as it rematerializes back into form. Now, the exact structure and dynamics of our consciousness, which make us both a fractal and holographic expression of this infinite God consciousness, can be found in also Nassim Haramein's, and that's Hollow Fractographic Universe Theory, and in his work, Crossing the Event Horizon. New evidence is clearly illustrating that our mind is non-local and is independent of the brain, which means it doesn't need the brain or the body, for that matter, to exist. To heal, all that we need to do is purify our energy so that the energetic projection of our body is unobstructed. Then our atoms and molecules can realign perfectly to this structure because there is no energetic interference to disrupt the image of our body as projected by our consciousness. The first step to consider is the possibility that we are not only energy, but there is an infinite energy all around us, which we can consciously tap into to promote healing in our body and mind, to become more happy, healthy, vibrant, and creative. And as soon as you start to connect to the infinite energy of creation and your own true nature as formless energy, then you start to become aware of these energies in your body, which returns the projection of your body to its natural state. The projection of your body can only be disrupted by a disturbance in your energy field, your consciousness, caused by unbalanced thoughts and emotions. And that's also a key in the Pleiadian information, which states that all dis-ease comes from dysfunctional emotion and also limiting beliefs. And our luminous energy field is naturally vibrant, and our energy naturally flows unhindered as a powerful stream of consciousness. But the lower levels of consciousness, which we have been conditioned to live in as part of our social conditioning, disrupts this flow, which if left unhindered, would express its perfection everywhere. And another key concept to understand is that your body is always regenerating. I think that's one that the Pleiadians also suggest that it's a good thing to do is to even consciously state that your body is energizing and regenerating itself. And if your body is not the real you, then your body is a projection of what you believe yourself to be. And if you could discover that you are pure consciousness and that who you are really is an infinite creative awareness that is manifesting reality and co-creating reality with other aspects of yourself, because every being is an expression of the infinite universal consciousness we have labeled as God, then you can start to take complete control over your body, your health, and your life. Chronic pain, disease, illness, or the old injuries that you have in your body are not actually in your body. They're in your mind. And more specifically, they are a function of your perception. Your atoms are always changing, and your molecules are too. But as new atoms come and as new molecules are formed, and as you flash in and out of existence, your energetic field is telling them where to go, what to do, and how to design to work with one another. Therefore, you're holding disease, illness, pain, and injuries within your consciousness, and thus they are imprinted in your energetic field, and only then do they proceed to manifest in your physiology. And that's another one of the points that are part of my thinking, is clearly that disease manifests itself in your auric field first, and then manifests in your body. And if this is the case, then not only is our health completely under our virtual control, but the rate at which we age is also under our control. All this sounds fantastic, yes, but these changes are noticeable within the human body and mind even after a little bit of practice and training. So decide to feel and experience it for yourself and learn how to meditate. This is what evidence is clearly suggesting. The only hindrance to tapping into this nature of the universe is our own conscious awareness, your level of attention, and your beliefs. Our ability to heal is directly related to our level of attention and level of belief. For example, we can heal ourselves of any affliction, illness, disease, or injury that is possible so long as we have absolute certainty, a knowing that we will be healed. And this is directly achieved by assessing the most fundamental level of reality through deep meditation. This is because at the fundamental level of reality, anything is possible, and the restructuring of reality is dictated entirely by our beliefs and our expectations. We are pure energy, and there is infinite potential in that energy. It is entirely up to us what we choose to manifest out of the field in our lives and our bodies. You have no limitations, and nothing is impossible. It's only your beliefs which dictate what you can and cannot do. And from the ultimate truths of reality, which every so often I do share with the listening audience, there are no limitations. If I have an experience that I define as a limitation, it's happening as a result of the way I think. The experience of all limitation is merely an effect of error thinking. God has no limitations, and as an aspect of God, neither do I, unless I believe that I do, in which case I will create the appearance of limitation as a direct result of my beliefs. And I think that sort of now takes the topic from the void all the way down to the physical, and clearly underscores the amazing power that we have and the amount of control that is possible with respect to our physical bodies as well as our outer experience of reality. And I thought I would also want to share another website by Brad Johnson, who channels a being called Adronis, A-D-R-O-N-I-S. And I highly recommend, you know, checking out some of his material, which you can do through YouTube. And specifically, Adronis, and actually Bashar got together and did some information with respect to the moon that I have not really seen too much in other, of at least the places that I frequently visit on the internet. And I'm going to share with you his concept about the moon, because there's three areas that I think are really unique on the internet with respect to Adronis. Now, according to Adronis, we can understand that the moon is a monitoring station, like an observatory, and as a laboratory, and somewhat of a extraterrestrial private property station. It is monitoring humanity as part of the 22 different genetic program experiments that are taking place. It is a multi-civilization-based monitoring station. It's a satellite. It's a spacecraft. It's older than your planet, and it's not originally from your own star system. It was brought here. However, what is happening in regards to the function of the moon is that it is a catalyst pertaining to you and actually your own quarantine pertaining to certain waves and certain frequencies that are being emitted to literally create a type of restraining belt. The technology in the dark side of the moon produces frequencies that create a veil, simply because without the moon, all of you would literally be functioning as manifestation gods. You would literally have all the capabilities necessary to function in that sense in instantaneous manifestation. You would literally be able to function as godlike beings. He further states that there will be a time when there will be no longer the moon will no longer be here. And he also gives the analogy of giving a gun to a young child because I guess the overall impression of both Bashar and Adronis is that in some ways this is useful to us. To a point. However, more specifically, for people that are out there that think that there are no ETs, well, who's the ET species that are on the moon that are controlling the frequency? And actually, I was listening to one of Simon Parks's programs the other day, and a caller called in, and I was amazed at his question because the question he asked Simon was, did AI create the universe? And Simon mentioned in his perspective, no, that it didn't, although he didn't give a very good logical reasoning to that belief. And it was interesting that the caller understood the idea that as artificial intelligence reaches what in that parlance is known as a singularity and becomes conscious of itself, that it basically takes on a learning curve that is just unparalleled. I mean, we talk about information doubling. I mean, it would, like, in a single day, would go off the charts. Just using a simple concept, once anything starts doubling, if you took a penny and put it on a one square of a chessboard, which has 64 squares, by the time you go one penny to 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64, 1, 28, 2, 56, etc., by the time you get to the 64th square, you have over $1 million in pennies. So this whole idea of doubling is just incredible. In fact, as I was told, about 10 years ago, information was doubling about every 2 years, and I think even every year and a half in science. Well, you can imagine, if you use your imagination a little bit, how powerful some of these artificial intelligence programs are. I mean, to the point where I heard an interview once on a radio show with a scientist who wouldn't give his name but said that, you know, some of these programs are nearly godlike. I mean, the information that they have, and not only that, but let's cut back here to back in the World War II days, especially information that was becoming available through, I guess, whistleblowers. One of them, an admiral in the Navy, William Hopkins, and he was stating that actually, in his opinion, the Germany lost World War II, but the Nazis didn't. In his perspective, they had UFO technology, and that UFO technology was taken down to a place in Antarctica called New Berlin, and that the only reason that they lost the war was they didn't have it weaponized. And by the time another Navy Admiral Byrd took several vessels and aircraft down to kick butt, I guess, in the Antarctic, these objects came out of the water with laser technology and basically destroyed most of his ships as well as the aircraft. And you can check that out on YouTube as well, because there are some links there. And if this is all so, which my nose for truth says it is, then we've had UFO technology since the 1940s on this planet. And clearly, yeah, there are secret space programs. And personally, I think that the television show that related to that concept, I'm forgetting the name of the program at the moment, but it has to do with Stargate. It's Stargate SG-1, and Stargate SG-1 to me is more like that's one thing that I have all the discs on, because it's an amazing show that continues to amaze me, that it had concepts that we're still involved with or coming about or coming up on the horizon. And the show was done back in the 1990s. So, I mean, it's an incredible program, and I highly recommend, if you don't know about Stargate SG-1, that's a great one. Not only will you like the characters, but the information is incredible. And so getting back to my train of thought here with respect to Adranus, and his talking about the moon, well, to me, this all ties together. He also talks about the most recent probe that, according to Adranus, came from the Lyra Vega star system. And he's got a book now out. It's called The Sixth Density Messenger. And this is apparently being published in Japan. It's been available since August of 2019, but it's only in Japanese. And I'm not sure why that's so, but basically he states that this craft, which was called, we've called Oumuamua, I've read some articles by scientists that state that this object, they think, is a probe from another galaxy. And the bottom line is that according to the information in this book, they tried to send beings, six types of beings, aboard this craft to us as a messenger of life in the Lyra Vega star system. And the beings were put in stasis, and the idea was that they would communicate with us, and there was a human that was 7 to 8 feet in height, similar facial features to ours, but more bluish in bluish-white in color. A reptilian, not an Alpha Draconian, but more like a common lizard type. Aquatic, with fish-like heads and gills. An avian with a long beak, a long neck, and hands and feathers, but walked upright, bipedal posture, ostrich-like. An insectoid, like a locust. And a mammalian that looked like a Sasquatch, about 7 feet high with sandy brown fur. So apparently something malfunctioned on the way here, and these beings, according to Adranus, passed away, but were kept in stasis. And according to him, the secret space program has actually boarded that craft and removed them from the object. That was or probe or whatever you want to call it. It was more like an asteroid, but it was kind of like an artificial, kind of like our moon is an artificial construct. It too was an artificial. It functioned as a craft as well as an asteroid. So I've never seen that mentioned anywhere else on the internet, and I thought it would bring that to the attention of the ET Yoga audience, because in my opinion, and I've stated many times in ET Yoga, that humanity comes from the Lyra Vega star system. That's the original humans. And we also know about Zechariah Sitchin's and the Anunnaki's manipulation of our DNA, etc., but talking about original humans. And also, another, he's the only one, in my opinion, that has a handle on the Mandela effect, which Adranus calls the amalgamation effect, because it's a merging of timelines. And if you haven't experienced the Mandela effect, then there's no way you can understand like what it is we're talking about. And a lot of people on this planet in this timeline right now didn't come from another timeline that merged with this one. So it that's why people. It's not that people are misremembering anything. People that are having the Mandela effect actually are from the other timeline that merged with this one. And you can actually find some physical proof of this, but if you want to check out a YouTube on Carl Sagan and our place in the universe, because he shows where Earth is on the edge of the Milky Way galaxy, and in this timeline, that's not where Earth is. Earth is more like a third of the way in from the edge and farther on the Sagittarius arm. So even in this definition, the Earth is not consistent. Similarly, if you're from the old timeline, you'll remember South America as being about 1,900 miles west of where it is in this timeline. Those are two of the most obvious ones that are big deals that you might experience. So if you haven't checked that information out, you might find that you do experience the Mandela effect, and there are some spiritual implications to that. I might also, I definitely want to talk a little bit about ways that you can boost your immune system with respect to making yourself a shield towards viruses, etc. One of the best ways I know of is a product that comes from Maharishi Mahesh Yogi. Was studied by Dr. Yuki Nina, a Japanese researcher who studied more than 500 different antioxidants over a period of 30 years, and he found the most powerful and effective antioxidant of all those tested is an ancient Ayurvedic herbal preparation called Amrit Kalash. That's A-M-R-I-T-K-A-L-A-S-H. and Amrit Kalash, research shows that this antioxidant has capabilities that are at least 25,000 times more powerful than that of vitamin C and E, and taking it is like supplying you with a Star Wars deflective shield. And I highly recommend that. It's something that I always keep on hand. And I think it's a good idea to have essential oils, because essential oils will kill like bacteria and virus in your immediate environment. Also, I think you should look into whole idea of Mike Emery, that's E-M-E-R-Y, and his Oregon or Ganmic and Bubble Tech, because Oregon energy converts negative energy into positive. I would suggest people, you can even buy a 3-inch little pendant of Oregon energy. I've been using the pyramids in my home. They've been highly effective. They also disperse things like chemtrails. And I've done this, so I know that's a fact. This whole idea of Oregon energy is amazing. Another interesting way to boost your immune system is go on YouTube and check out Greg Braden Heart-Brain Resonance, because it's a very simple technique you can do in 5 minutes, and it'll jumpstart your immune system and kick it into high gear, and that lasts for about 6 hours. And that's research that's been done through the Heart-Brain Institute. So check out Greg Braden, B-R-A-D-E-N, and Heart-Brain Synchronicity, or Heart-Brain Resonance. It's definitely a good technique to be doing. And I think that generally speaking, of course, if you have been involved with Egyptian healing rods or doing sun gazing or Qigong healing sounds, these are also very, very powerful methods that will increase your vitality and your overall health. And in fact, this Oregon energy is another one that actually was the Oregon energy that was Royal Rife's discovery with respect to curing cancer, because it's a healing energy that it works on frequency, and it basically converts negative into positive. So all these things are out there as ways to boost your immune system. I'd like to also take this time to give my sincere best towards your attainment of full consciousness, perfect health, and abundance. And as in most ET Yoga programs, I end up by sharing with you the Who Am I technique. And that was one that was taught by Baba Ram Dass taught this technique, as well as Sri Ramana Maharshi. And Sri Ramana Maharshi, both of these beings I consider teachers. And the whole idea here is to get to the highest place you know how to get to, put your full attention and consciousness in the center of your forehead, and become that spot. And once you become that spot, you ask the question, who am I? And you can do that once or 10 times, whatever is comfortable for you. The main idea here is to become that spot with your full focus and attention, and then you state the following. I am not my body. I am not my internal organs. I am not my thoughts. I am not this spot. What spot?
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all things.